in our hometown.
KBOE, we are live and we are local. Good morning, it is 8:32. 59 degrees, and welcome once again to What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. KVOE, make sure you log on to KVOE.com and hop on the What's In Outdoors page. Phil has all kinds of great photos and information there. Make sure you follow Phil on Facebook, too. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Blue Step Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and our friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower, and from a studio north in Council Grove Lake, not in the lake, but by the lake, Phil Totten. Phil, good morning. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. How are you doing, Ron?
Doing good so far, Phil. Beautiful morning out there.
Well, I'm trying to get healthy. I just put the finishing touches on a bowl of grape nuts.
Way to go. Way to set the standard.
I used to laugh when you'll give and say it tastes like wild hickory nuts. I've been all over Kansas. I don't think I've ever ate a wild hickory nut. Do they grow in Kansas?
I don't think so.
So, you know, last week, Ron, we had Cody Thurston on the show, and Cody was out trying to help a friend find a deer that was arrowed. And now I want to do a little Poor Harvey and do the rest of the story.
Well, let's do it, Phil.
Well, I asked Jimmy Holbrook from Overland Park to join us on the show, and I don't know for sure if he was with Cody when Cody was out in the field, but they had a Jed Clampett-looking dog and come up with that the deer. And so it's just an amazing story. So welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Hey, thank you, Phil.
Well, tell us, were you with Cody when we called last week?
I was. We were out there looking around, trying to we had bumped the deer the night before, and so knew he was in the area, and so we started early in the morning trying to find him as soon as we had some good daylight.
I was wondering just how early he all started and just how did this come about. And I tell you, dogs are fantastic. And then talking with you this week, you talk like a real dog trainer, so I had to have you on the show. Well, tell us a little bit about Red Dog.
Okay, so, well, I don't know about me being a real dog trainer. I'm a real dog lover, and Red Dog is a bloodhound. He just turned a year old, and I started working with him right after he got about 4 months old. I got him pretty early, and when he was a little bitty guy, just started laying down practice trails for him, just dragging around a piece of meat and leaving the meat at the end of the trail. And he just really enjoyed that and was driven and just kind of did that all summer. And a friend of mine, a real close friend of mine, Shay Haddock, took his boy out, and they got on a real nice buck. And he called me, and the plan was to extend Red's training on into the hunting season, you know, and so that he could get some recoveries under his belt. So this was supposed to be a slam dunk trail with a great blood trail. The deer reacted like a great hit, you know, did the whole donkey kick and everything. And so we were sure it was going to be a double dunger and just be able to build the dog's confidence up, you know. And so we went out to trail him that night, and it in fact wasn't a double lung. It turned out to be a liver shot. And if you've ever shot a liver, hit a deer in the liver, it's a fatal wound, but they just don't bleed much, and it can be real frustrating and scary for the hunter. And so we did not recover the buck that night, and Red was up for, he was going to be facing his first big challenge. And so we started early in the morning, just so, you know, we wanted to get on the buck if we could find him before any coyotes or anything did. Yes, and sir. We took Red to where we found last blood, and where the deer had been bedded, and there was a little blood there. And boy, he took me up, and he took me to this corner three different times. He took me into this corner, and I wasn't sure if he was just on a, you know, again, I'm learning as much as he is in this process, and I wasn't sure if he was smelling a live deer that had run through there, because I had no blood, you know. And so three different times he took me to this corner, and I went back and tied the dog up and told Cody, hey, man, we got to figure out, did this deer turn right or left right here from where we did have a little bit of blood at? And we finally found a pin drop of blood that confirmed that the deer had turned the direction the dog was going. So really that day, I think I learned more than the dog did, is that his nose was designed to find that deer. And so I let him go back up into that corner. He worked the corner a little bit, came back across and hit some more blood. And where he had been taking me every time, that deer was about 40 yards from where we were at. We just couldn't see him. And that last time he took me over the hill, and there lay that 160-inch eight-pointer, and we were all just had a great day that day.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, because your story just mirrors where I've been many, many times, to trust that dog, trust those genetics. When you have a good dog, that the Lord put that into that dog for that purpose. And I was just wondering, how big is Red Dog going to get?
Well, he's already, he turned a year old this Monday, and he's about 115, and he should tap out at about somewhere around 125. That's what my wife is hoping, that he doesn't get much bigger than that. But he's a fun dog, that's for sure.
He is a true bloodhound, is that right?
That's right. A bloodhound is an interesting breed. You know, you could train any dog to track a deer, or any game for that matter. But a bloodhound tends to have a colder nose, you know, can track an older trail. Just a fascinating breed of an animal, and just a whole lot of fun. I always wanted one, and I've got five kids, and they wanted a puppy. And so we just made it a joint venture, and everybody owns equal stake in the dog. I made them earn some money, and we all purchased the dog together. And, boy, he has won us over, and we've just had a lot of fun with him.
Was the young hunter with you when you recovered the deer?
He was, and that, I'll tell you what, when you're tracking a deer with a bloodhound, you don't realize how fast you can go through some thick brush. And that Gabriel, man, I turned around and looked one time. He was behind me, and I was trying to follow and work the dog. The dog had us in some thick lesbadiza that was up to about my waist. And I turned around, and Gabriel, all I could see was an orange hat sticking up, and he was right behind me the whole time.
Well, I just wondered who had the biggest smile on his face, Gabriel, the dog, or you, when you recovered that deer, Jimmy?
Well, Gabriel was pretty happy. Red, he had his chest puffed out. He knew he had done something good, but I don't think anybody was as happy as I was on the inside. I was just, it was a big day for me, because, you know, you'd work with a dog and you're not sure, especially when you're new to it. You know, like I said, I'm not a dog trainer. I'm a deer hunter. And it was just a different experience for me to watch him and try to figure him out and not mess him up. And it really just all came together for me. And I wasn't expecting that to happen on his first track. And it became a hard track and a big trophy deer. And so it was a whole nother element of the outdoors and chasing whitetails that I'm so looking forward to the rest of the season.
Is there any idea just how long that scent will stay there that the dog can follow?
Yeah, you know, they say, there are some guys that say, claim a bloodhound can track up to a couple of weeks, and there's a lot of debate about that if you read about it. But for sure, that bloodhound is going to have a chance to track and pick up on something longer than maybe a normal dog would. I don't know, probably, I'd say for the dog to really have a good chance, probably it needs to be within 4 days or so. I mean, the sooner the better. And what's crazy is, you know, a bloodhound, he's not tracking the blood like we are. When an animal is wounded, or even a human is fleeing, you know, they use bloodhounds a lot to track humans. We all put off a different scent because of what's going on inside of our bodies. So we're always losing scent particles, and if we're afraid, then we're putting off a different scent particle. And so that deer that is wounded, he's in flight, and he will smell different than the rest of the deer. So the bloodhound is picking up the scent particles that deer is leaving behind as he's trying to get away. And a human does the same thing. And so it's pretty fascinating that how long they can track. And a bloodhound, you know, is what, one thing that's interesting about a bloodhound is he is the only dog whose nose is admissible as evidence in the court of law. A trained bloodhound. Yeah, pretty fascinating.
I don't think I could put Little Myrne or Psycho Sue into that class. Sometimes they might point a skunk, and I'll go in there and think it's some birds. But no, that is remarkable. And you know, animals are remarkable. We just need to, as you know, working with dogs, we just need to watch them. And I've done several classes where I teach people the best I can on what I look forward in a dog. And it just seems like when we start putting our fingertips, our handprints on the dog, sometimes we might help it, but then sometimes it will really harm the dog more. In closing, just developing the red's nose, you said you start laying scent trails. With pointers, the dogs that I work with, I don't always have a hot dog test where I take a hot dog and break it up in like 10 little pieces and put it around the yard. And if I had a couple of pups and I didn't really know which one I wanted to keep, I put them out there on my hot dog test, and one that found the most hot dogs generally was the one I kept. But how much do you think we do by helping a dog develop its nose early, or do you think that's just a God-given gift?
I think that it is a God-given gift that a dog is wired, and I think for one to be a good hunting dog, you know, they need to have that drive, that instinct of wanting to do it. But then the element that has to be developed is the dog's got a great nose, but he's got to understand what he's looking for. And that's where the hunter or the handler and the dog kind of got to get on the same page. We're not looking for any game. We're looking for a specific game. And in this case, we're looking for wounded game. And I think that's the bigger, you know, thing that you got to imprint on them dogs is teaching them what they're looking for, and then the handler's got to be confident that he has indeed fact been able to communicate to that animal, this is what we're looking for. And
yes,
so
sir.
Yeah, it's work in the off season getting out there and laying, you know, I'd have to lay a practice trail one day, let it age, and then go the next day with the dog. So it can be quite a bit of work, but I'm telling you what, it's just like bow hunting. There's a lot of work if you want to kill a trophy class whitetail, and it's worth it when it all comes together. And that's been my experience with Red Dog as well.
Well, Jimmy, we got to go to that first break. Can you hang on a little bit longer? I got a couple more questions to ask.
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, thank you, Phil. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE. We're live and local. Stay tuned. Back with more of What's In Outdoors after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Whether you want to trap them for fur or trap them to keep them fur away, Blue Stem has got what you need. Come check out their full line of Duke traps and several sizes of fur stretchers. Questions? Ask for Brian Wendling, Blue Stem's trapping expert. Blue Stem's your source for live traps, scents, even muskrat colony traps. With colder weather coming, mice and rats are starting to move indoors. Get them out and keep them out. Blue Stem has all kinds of traps and other varmint control products. See ya at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning, it's 8:47. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten. Of course, heard every Friday morning right here. Phil from Council Grove Lake Studio North on a Friday morning. Phil, back to you.
Well, Jimmy, you know, all ethical hunters, what we teach in hunters ed is to make that nice, clean, ethical shot. If you don't have the shot, don't take it. We want to be able to recover our critter that we harvest the best we can. And I know I've spent a lot of time with my pointer dogs going after, a pheasant that had a broken wing. We don't want to leave it out in the field and give it that best try to try to recover it. And, you know, I've talked with a lot of deer hunters that have had a good shot with a deer, and especially with bow hunting, sometimes they might jump a string and you don't really make the shot you want, and they just agonize for days and days that they wasn't able to recover that animal. So I do know that some people will provide a service to help people find their deer. Are you at that stage yet in your dog training that you can be called upon to help people find a deer that that they can't recover?
Well, I would say yes and no. Right now, I'm at a stage where I'm still finishing the dog out and training him. Like, he has one recovery under his belt. The goal is that I am, I'm confident enough in his ability, and probably even more so in my ability to read him, before I would kind of consider myself an official, have an official dog tracker that could go out and find a wounded deer. So my objective right now is I'm willing to go and help people out and probably have them, if I have to drive very far, let them pay my mileage. And, you know, if they want to give a tip, if we're successful or not, that'd be up to them, until Red gets about 10 recoveries under his belt. But there are groups. There's a group people can connect with called Kansas Deer Recovery on Facebook that I'm a part of. And there are guys in Kansas that their dogs are very experienced, and so obviously there's a fee involved in that. But the sooner you can get that dog out there, they say when you shoot a deer with a bow or with a gun, when in doubt, back out. And I would also add to that, if you go back out and give that deer some time, and then you run, as soon as you run into a little bit of problem, you need to stop and get a dog out there, because otherwise you're just going to kind of blow the whole area up and significantly decrease the odds of any animal being able to find that deer.
Jimmy, really appreciate you being on the show. And next time I'm up in there, your neck of the woods, I'm going to give you a call and shake you out to coffee or something. I'd like to rub my hand on old Red's head and shake his hand and say, job well done.
Red would love that. And we'd love to have that coffee with you, Phil, and do appreciate you having me on the show.
All righty. And listeners, we do have pictures of Red up on the Watson Outdoors, up on my Facebook page, and Aaron will get it up on the Watson Outdoors website just as soon as he can. Ron, I was in Emporia yesterday, and goodness gracious, you guys got a rain there for a little bit. Got my new dude shoes all wet that I've been keeping out of the lake down here.
Your dudes got wet, huh?
My dudes got real wet. We had our Bama Safe Score last Saturday, and I can't thank the Patricia, Sally, and the volunteers that we worked with. That was a three-session deal, started last May, and it concluded in Peter Pan Park. And I'm telling you, I was with three ladies, and none of them really knew how to fry fish. They really didn't know. I like to eat fish, but they were there volunteering to help, and we had a lot of chuckles over the grease frying that fish. And I showed them what I knew about frying fish and how I took care of the fish from the minute I caught it and got it in there. And anyway, these ladies got to frying fish, and before it was all over with, I just sat back and visited with the people, and I let them fry the fish. And believe it or not, they became fish lovers that day. That was really cool. But I just can't thank the community enough for jumping in and helping us with that program. We had a lot of smiles and memories.
Yeah, you've touched a lot of lives right there and made some outdoor fans, I think, Phil. So great job, and that's just a wonderful program that's turned out very, very well. So congrats on that. Let's take our second break, and Phil will be back to put a wrap on this week's program after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
George Strait is loved for more than just his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why he is so loved, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 in Emporia and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys!
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:54, 59 degrees. What's in outdoors? Phil Totten from Council Grove Lake Studio North here on a Friday. What else going on, Phil?
Well, Ron, yesterday I mentioned I was in Emporia, and through Bama Safe Scar, we was able to start doing programs out at the new Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, and we had our very first event there was in August, where we took some of our VAP kids and families out kayaking. And through that and the volunteers that we work with, we were able to go to the college yesterday and teach our very first class about fishing. So that was pretty rewarding. I never did think 50-some years ago when I started going to Emporia State that I'd be up there teaching a class. So that was pretty cool.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Phil.
Well, I come home and told Ginger I was a doctor. I went right through that professorship. But she said, Phil, you better calm down. There's already a doctor, Phil. Ron, we are hooked up with a group called Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, and they do a lot of good things across the state. I'm going to get the link to our big raffle that we're having there, and we're calling it a mega raffle. It'll go till October 11th, and just some of the prizes. I work with the Cottage House down here in Council Grove, and there is a prize there that's a one-night stay in the Cottage House, a half-day rental of a G3 pontoon by Ginger at the Council Grove Marina, and with that, we got a $50 gift certificate for dinner. We'll be giving away two lifetime hunting or fishing licenses. That'll be, the one that I'm giving away will make the fourth that we've given away this year to kids. And then we have a fishing package with Joe Bragg. It just goes on and on. Ron Rob McDougal over at Madison is going to take people on a guided a duck hunt. Dave Harrison, he's going to take people on a bass or a walleye fishing trip, which is cool, and that's for three. So it is something that I urge people, if they will, to go to the link on our Watson Outdoors page. And if you can, you might just win an early Christmas present. If you can't use it, maybe give it away. And Ron, just this past week, I was contacted by a friend that has had a narrow escape with COVID. And I sort of tell people that I took it and got my shots just because I respect other people. I didn't know about all the stuff you hear on the news and good or bad or what. But my friend said the night before he had a temperature of 105, and he just didn't know if he's going to make it. Said he told the doctor that he had been vaccinated, and he said the doctor got back to him and said, that's the reason you're alive today. So, folks, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if we can ever whip this thing, but please consider getting vaccinated, and let's do this all together.
Well put, Phil. Well put. You get out to have a great weekend, and looking forward to hearing you back here next week.
Well, I'll be reporting on the luau we're going to have if we don't get rained out. But rain or shine, we're going to have it, cooking a pig. Ginger and I have been, we bought about 60 pounds of beans, and that's another story. You ever try to cook 60 pounds of dry beans?
I can tell you, Phil, I've never tried that.
Well, that'll be another story, Ron. Hang in there, and Lord willing, we'll see you next Friday.
All right, so you got a luau at the marina then, huh?
Luau at the Marina is going to be our first ever cornhole tournament. We hope to have five, I don't know if you call them ranges or areas, but five competitions going at once. And I'll be there doing backyard bass with the kids. Several kids' games will be going on, and we hope to have a good time.
Is this going on? When's this, tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. Starts at noon.
Okay. All right. Great job, as always. Thanks, Bill.
Take care. Like to see you down here, Ron. You take care and give that dog of yours a big hug.
All right, we'll do. We'll give Buster a hug for you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, every Friday morning right here. KVOE. Great job done by Phil. Tell you what, working with the kids and adults alike. You get outdoors for a better indoors. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Good morning, it's 8:57.
A potential new weapon in the fight against COVID. Pharmaceutical company Merck.